Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. In a significant development that showcases India's growing influence on the global stage, the country recently hosted the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi, as part of its 2026 BRICS chairship. This meeting, which took place on May 14 to 15, 2026, was presided over by External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and attended by foreign ministers of all 10 BRICS members, including Russia's Sergei Lavrov and Iran's Abbas Araghchi. The meeting sets the agenda for the BRICS Leaders Summit scheduled for September 12 to 13, 2026, in New Delhi. But why does this matter? It matters because this meeting is crucial in shaping the Global South agenda and India's role in it. Now, let us turn to the historical context of BRICS. BRICS, which stands for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, has undergone significant expansion in recent years with the addition of 5 new members: Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. The BRICS concept was first coined by Jim O'Neill of Goldman Sachs in 2001 in his paper, Building Better Global Economic BRICS. The first BRICS summit was held in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in June 2009. India has previously chaired BRICS in 2012, 2016, and 2021, and this is its fourth chairship. The agenda at the May 14 to 15 Foreign Ministers meeting was comprehensive, covering several key areas. First, there was a discussion on UNSC reform, with BRICS supporting the reform of the UN Security Council, but without consensus on specific proposals. India, as a G4 member, has been pushing for permanent membership, while China's position remains ambiguous. Russia and China have veto power and have historically blocked India's permanent membership bid. What makes this significant is that India's push for permanent membership is a long-standing demand, and the country's strategic autonomy will be crucial in navigating this complex issue. Building on this, the meeting also discussed de-dollarization and the BRICS payment system, with a push for trade settlements in local currencies. There was a discussion on a possible BRICS currency or settlement mechanism, although no consensus has been reached yet. India's position is that it supports local currency trade, but is wary of a new reserve currency that could disrupt the stability of the Indian rupee. Crucially, this discussion highlights the need for India to balance its economic interests with its strategic autonomy. It is worth pausing here to note that the meeting also discussed Global South debt relief, with a focus on Africa. Ethiopia, Egypt, and Tanzania are facing debt distress, and there is a push for reform of the G20 Common Framework for Debt Restructuring. India's BRICS chairship is bridging the South-South demands and the G20 reform agenda. And here is something that surprises many students: India's role in BRICS is not just about economic cooperation, but also about providing a platform for the Global South to articulate its concerns and demands. Now, let us turn to the issue of West Asia tensions, which was also discussed at the meeting. The Strait of Hormuz conflict and energy supply chain disruption are significant concerns, and Iran's presence at the table creates tension given the G7 sanctions context. India's balanced posture is crucial, as the country is an energy buyer from both Iran, with which it has historical ties, and the Gulf states. So what exactly changed? The meeting highlighted the need for India to navigate these complex geopolitical tensions while protecting its energy interests. The meeting also discussed counterterrorism and cybersecurity, with a focus on coordinating positions ahead of UN negotiations on the Cybercrime Convention. However, there are divergences between India and China on cross-border terrorism, with India naming Pakistan-sponsored groups and China blocking these at the UNSC. Remember this number: the 10 BRICS members are committed to cooperation on counter-terrorism and cybersecurity, but the challenge lies in translating this commitment into concrete action. Moving on to the new development bank, which is the financial arm of BRICS, it is worth noting that the bank was established by the 6th BRICS Summit in Fortaleza, Brazil, in 2014, and has an authorized capital of $100 billion. The bank is headquartered in Shanghai and has been operational since 2016. India's role in the new development bank is significant, and the country has contributed $18 billion to the bank's capital. Note this carefully, the new development bank is seen as an alternative to the Bretton Woods institutions, and its performance will be closely watched. Now, let us turn to the geopolitical fault lines within BRICS. The Russia-Ukraine conflict is a significant concern, with Russia and China supporting each other's positions, while India maintains its strategic autonomy. India has not sanctioned Russia and continues to purchase Russian crude at a discounted rate. The joint statement language on Ukraine at the FM meeting will be carefully watched. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It means that India must navigate its relationships with Russia and China while protecting its own interests and maintaining its strategic autonomy. The China-India relationship is also complex, with border tensions continuing despite the Galwan de-escalation and Corps commander-level talks ongoing. India and China are both BRICS members, but they are also strategic rivals in the Indo-Pacific. India uses BRICS as one of several multilateral platforms, and the country is careful to avoid allowing BRICS to become a China-dominated bloc. And here is something that surprises many students: India's relationship with China is not just about competition, but also about cooperation, and the two countries must navigate this complex dynamic. The Iran-UAE relationship is also significant, with both countries being full members of BRICS and historical rivals. The Strait of Hormuz is a flashpoint, and India is a major importer from both countries, navigating this complex relationship carefully. But why does this matter? It matters because India's relationships with Iran and the UAE are crucial for the country's energy security and its role in the region. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The BRICS members include Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, as well as Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates, making a total of 10 full members. The BRICS concept was coined by Jim O'Neill of Goldman Sachs in 2001. The first BRICS summit was held in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in June 2009. India has chaired BRICS 4 times, in 2012, 2016, 2021, and 2026. The new development bank was established by the 6th BRICS summit in Fortaleza, Brazil, in 2014, and has an authorized capital of $100 billion. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, which covers BRICS, its evolution, architecture, expansion, and India's role. It is also relevant to GS Paper 3, Economy, which covers the new development bank, BRICS trade and investment, and de-dollarization. Remember this, the UPSC exam requires you to have a deep understanding of these complex issues and their relevance to India's strategic position. In conclusion, the BRICS Foreign Ministers' meeting highlights India's growing influence on the global stage and its role in shaping the Global South agenda. The meeting's discussions on UNSC reform, de-dollarization, Global South debt relief, West Asia tensions, counterterrorism, and cybersecurity are all significant, and India's strategic autonomy will be crucial in navigating these complex issues. The country's relationships with Russia, China, Iran, and the UAE are also complex, and India must balance its economic interests with its strategic autonomy.